Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Many interventions have been suggested as treatments for the common cold or as ways to prevent it. Echinacea is among these, and Marlies Karsch-Wirk from the Technical University Munich in Germany describes the February 2014 Cochrane Review of the evidence.
Preparations of the plant Echinacea are widely used in Europe and North America for preventing and treating common colds. The available preparations differ greatly. Different types and parts of the plant are used, varying manufacturing methods are applied, and other herbs are sometimes added. We reviewed 24 controlled trials with more than 4,600 participants investigating several different echinacea preparations for preventing and treating common colds or induced rhinovirus infections. We show that a variety of products prepared from different echinacea species, different plant parts, and in a different form have been compared to placebo in randomized trials. However, the significant heterogeneity of the preparations tested made it difficult to draw strong conclusions or to combine the results of individual trials in meta-analysis. There were also some challenges with the quality of the research. We rated 5 trials as having a low risk of bias in all 5 categories of the Cochrane risk of bias tool. 5 other trials were rated as low risk of bias, having an unclear risk of bias in only 1 category. 8 trials were rated as having a high risk of bias in at least 1 category, and the lack of information meant that we had to leave the other 6 trials with an unclear risk of bias. Most trials investigated whether taking echinacea preparations after the onset of cold symptoms has a therapeutic effect. Of the 7 treatment trials reporting data on the duration of colds, only 1 showed a significant effect of echinacea over placebo. Also, it seems possible that some echinacea products are more effective than a placebo for treating colds. The overall evidence for clinically relevant treatment effects is weak. In general, trials for preventing colds did not show statistically significant reductions in illness occurrence with echinacea. But nearly all these trials pointed in the direction of small preventive effects. These results are consistent but non-significant in single trials, suggesting that the populations in these studies might be too small for detecting a relatively weak effect. Our exploratory meta-analysis suggests that echinacea preparations on average may reduce the relative risk of catching a cold by about 15%. This corresponds to an absolute risk reduction that would mean that about 10 persons have to take echinacea to prevent one from getting a cold. Therefore, the preventative effect of echinacea is clearly relatively modest, and we cannot say which products have an effect of this size or a greater or lesser effect. The number of patients dropping out or reporting adverse effects did not differ significantly between echinacea and control groups in the prevention and treatment trials, but slightly more patients did drop out due to side effects or reported side effects after allocation to echinacea in prevention trials. In summary, the evidence brought together in our review does not support a clear recommendation of echinacea products for treatment of the common cold.
For preventative purposes, the possible small effect of echinacea is not sufficient to give a general recommendation. Patients who have made possible experiences in the past do not have to be advised against its use for preventing the common cold.
Details of all the treatment and prevention trials, including the information available on the products that were tested and their results, are available in the full version of this review, which is available at thecochranelibrary.com.